The Bush administration says it wants to install new Iraqi authorities quickly in the parts of Iraq already under U.S. control. The idea is to isolate Baghdad and make Saddam Hussein's regime irrelevant. But like the military planning, U.S. policy on post-war Iraq is still evolving. And as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Bush administration is deeply divided over how much to rely on exiles who are vying for power.
The commander of a U.S. Army Civil Affairs Brigade in Iraq gave a glimpse today of the role Iraqi exiles can play. Army Colonel David Blackledge said his team in the port city of Umm Qasr includes several Iraqi expatriates who were trained by the U.S. as guides and interpreters. Blackledge says the exiles have been invaluable in getting the locals to cooperate and reopen the port there.
As you can imagine, the local populace was somewhat nervous and scared. And as we've reached out to try to find key workers for the port, our Free Iraqi Force soldiers have been instrumental in locating those key workers and bringing them in and assuring them that we do want to rehire them and put them back to work.
Colonel Blackledge says he's now put 200 local Iraqis at the port back to work and on a U.S. payroll. Restoring and running the port in Umm Qasr is just the beginning of a Herculean task to seize Iraqi infrastructure and isolate Saddam Hussein's regime. General Richard Myers, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, told reporters yesterday about his strategy to make Baghdad irrelevant. Myers believes a new Iraqi authority will take shape outside the capital.
You have the face now of by this time, probably of an Iraqi administration, interim administration, some form of people standing up now, starting to work the post-conflict governance. It'll take some time, but you'll have that.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld is promoting one Iraqi exile, Ahmed Chalabi, as a leading figure for an interim authority. State Department officials have always been leery of him, saying Chalabi has more influence in Washington than in Iraq, which he left in the 1950s. But U.S. diplomats have not promoted any alternative candidates. National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice spoke about the issue today, but gave few hints as to how President Bush will resolve this interagency dispute. She said an interim authority must be broad-based and include exiles as well as leaders who emerge in areas under U.S. control. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer also dodged questions about the makeup of an Iraqi authority.
It's impossible at this date to give names. What the president has said is that this should be a matter for Iraqis from both inside and outside Iraq to govern their country, and that the territorial integrity of Iraq must be maintained. That's our approach.
Some Iraqi exiles warn there could be messy political rivalries without a clear signal from the White House about which Iraqis will be in an interim administration. The Pentagon already has a temporary government in waiting of U.S. officials and some Iraqi advisors who are planning to run the country's ministries. Iraqi opposition groups, including Chalabi's Iraqi National Congress, have also set up committees and councils hoping to take over the reins from the U.S., and they tout their close contacts with the Pentagon. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.